Last week, as I unveiled our strategic plan to all of you, I mentioned that we, along with the disciples in the Gospel of Mark, are at a crossroads. And I said that the entire Gospel of Mark up to this point was a preparation for that great big question that Jesus asked of them, "Who do you say that I am?" And he also said that the last 4 years have been a preparation for our strategic plan and also for us to answer that great big question. "Who do you say I am?" asks Jesus. And you know, folks, I think you and I have come to a moment in history where we have to once again answer that question personally for ourselves. No more can it be, "Well, what's everybody else think?" No more could it be, "Well, what did I learn in fourth grade in CCD? It's got to be something that we answer for ourselves right here and right now. Who do we say personally who Jesus Christ is? And our strategic plan. And by the way, Jesus had a plan. He didn't stray very far from his plan either. But our strategic plan is an attempt to answer that big question. And then it leads us to the second great big question, who do we say that we are? And I once again mentioned last week that somewhere along the way when Jesus asked that big question, that Peter somehow stumbled onto the right answer. And it is, "You are the Messiah." And he was right about that. But then Jesus strangely says to him, "Well, then I don't want you to tell anybody about that." So why would he say to him, "Don't tell anybody that I'm the Messiah"? It's because while Peter got the words right, he got the concept wrong. Peter was thinking Jesus was going to be some kind of a political Messiah. Aren't we looking for a political Messiah even today in our midst? But Jesus was never driven by politics, never driven by popular culture. Jesus was someone who was following his Father's will. We need look no further than the fact that they got it wrong. Here's Jesus pouring out his heart to them in the gospel today, and what are they arguing about? Which one of them was the greatest? How could they be so obtuse as to get it so wrong? So he sits them down, and he says to them, "Look, you want to be great? I want you to be great too. But a different kind of greatness, a greatness where you're last, a greatness where you're the servant of other people." What does that mean right here, right now for us, 2018? What does it mean for you and I to be great in the way that Jesus is talking about being great in the gospel today? And let me give you an image of that might kind of get us at what I'm kind of driving out here today. About 20 years ago came this very strange movie called Forrest Gump, which I am sure many of you have seen before. It's a story of this simple-minded rural boy who grows up in Alabama, but strangely enough, Forrest Gump has a way of stumbling onto every single significant event in the last 4 decades. Through the marvels in the way of photography, Forrest Gump is having a conversation with John Lennon. Forrest Gump shakes hands with John Kennedy. Forrest Gump compares scars with LBJ. Forrest Gump actually makes a presentation, an address, to an anti-war rally in Washington, D.C. But the story of Forrest Gump is more than just a marvel of photographic technology. Forrest Gump was a person who had an uncomplicated love in a very complex and complicated world. Forrest Gump had childlike integrity and honesty in a world that was at war with itself. Forrest Gump lived in a time that was being torn apart by war, discrimination, violence, prejudice, poverty, and drugs. And he had his own personal problems too. He came from a broken family. He knew the indignities of discrimination by his slow-mindedness. And many people who he loved died while he was alive. And through it all, Forrest Gump never becomes bitter. He never becomes cynical. He becomes this great source of healing for people, a model of faithfulness. In his own childlike way of serving, he really cares deeply for the people that he loves, like badly wounded Lieutenant Dan from Vietnam, like very troubled Julie, who was abused by her father, who he was devoted to the very end. And you may say to me at this point in all this, well, Forrest Gump might not be the kind of person Jesus had in mind when he was talking about the gospel today. And I won't argue with you about that. But I think Forrest Gump, in a way, can get us to get at what Jesus is talking to us today, 2018, of what it means to be great. Don't you and I live in a very complex and complicated world like Forrest Gump? Don't you and I live in a time where our church, our country, and our world is being at war within itself? Don't you and I have our own problems, our own difficulties in all of this? And so somewhere along the way, I think there is a message here for how you and I are called to be great. A different kind of greatness. A greatness where you and I serve each other. Where you and I care for each other. Where you and I love each other, when you and I really are concerned about the well-being of every single person in this room. That's the greatness that Jesus is talking to us about today. And our strategic plan, which I hope all of you got at home and got a chance to read in some way, is one of those paths today where you and I are going to be great by somehow getting involved in our strategic plan. And then you saw the balloons and everything as you walked in the door. Today is to be the immediate preparation for our Arise program. Today is Sign Up Sunday. And so I am going to invite, or maybe I'll be bold like Jesus, I'll challenge you to sign up to become part of the Arise process in our parish. And if you say to me something like, well, not me, I'm not into that kind of stuff. That's okay. Love you anyway. Love you still. But could you then show me what you are doing to continue the process of becoming holy, of becoming an intentional disciple yourself? And if you say to me, I'm not doing anything. I go to church, and that's about it. I'm not doing anything. That's okay. We still love you still too. But we're going to keep inviting over and over and over again to invite you more and more that you and I together might become people who enter that greatness that Jesus is calling us to by really serving one another, by getting involved in our strategic plan and getting involved in our RISE process. And I just got to tell you, I said it in the letter that I sent to you guys, there's five of us priests that are having our own small group, believe it or not. We're going to meet on Mondays during the Arise process, and so we're going to take the bold step of doing that together, a bunch of us priests. So maybe you can do the same thing as well. The strategic plan that all of you got, I hope is a way that you can get involved to somehow find this greatness Jesus Christ is talking about today. In the Arise program, as we sort of minister to one another, is another way we can do the very same thing. Let me close my comments to you here this evening by sharing with you a little prayer that was written by a young Christian who lived in South Africa during the time of apartheid. Now, South Africa was being torn apart, was being destroyed, was a scandal to the rest of the world because how they treated other people. And this young South African, amidst of all of that, and maybe it's a prayer we can say for ourselves in the midst of our struggles, wrote this: Lord, you ask for my hands, that you might use them for your purpose. I gave them for a moment, but then withdrew them because the work was hard. You ask for my mouth to speak out against injustice. I gave you a whisper that I might not be accused. You asked for my eyes to see the pain of poverty. I closed them, for I did not want to see. You asked for my life that you might work through me. I gave you a small part that I might not get too involved. Lord, forgive my calculated efforts to serve you only when it is convenient for me to do so, only when with those that make it easier for me to do so. Lord, forgive me. Renew me. Help me to arise. Send me out as a visible instrument that I might take seriously your call to service, your invitation to be great.